Every 30 minutes, Dr. Dave Hamilton starts his tour in front of a pole barn from the 1950s.
So meet the bearded ladies behind our soap.
He points out the three female goats, or does, that are sticking their heads out in between the metal bars. They produce the milk that his wife, Laura Deñez, uses to make handmade goat milk soap.
I mean, why do we use goat milk in our soap? It has caprylic and caprinic acids in it, which help soften and reduce scar tissue in the skin. Also antimicrobial, and takes all the vitamins and minerals from the grass and applies them to your skin. So why not?
Laura sells her soap at the Atherton Mill Farmers Market in Charlotte on Saturdays. She explains how she got started.
Day 1, 2, 3 is awesome for drinking. Up to day 10, excellent for cooking with. Past day 10, it starts to turn. And that's when it starts to taste a little bit more like the goat milk you buy in the store. Well, at that point, we'll go ahead and use it as a soap. So it, for us, was a way of storing a resource we didn't want to waste.
There are 9 goats on this farm. The does used to be on a 1-acre farm in Phoenix. But earlier this year, Dave got a job offer to practice holistic medicine with the Carolinas Natural Health Center in Matthews. So they now live on a 5-acre farm called Wish We Had Acres in South Charlotte. They raise goats and harvest medicinal herbs.
Well, this is phytolacca, or pokeweed. And the part that you use on this plant is the root. So I use this for stagnation, which means congestion in the sinuses or swollen lymph nodes.
One of the visitors this weekend, Lori Kennedy, says she brings her kids to the farms every year.
I think it's important for them to see less of a processed world and get more in touch with nature and loving the land and appreciating animals and understanding where their food comes from and just trying to develop a much healthier lifestyle.
She and her son left the farm with 2 loaves of bread, natural, non-toxic deodorant, and a brochure on how to volunteer. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.